We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
The war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas.
This war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas? Well, that's a grift that keeps on giving.
The holidays are a great time of year here in New York. The store windows are decorated, the Rockettes are performing, and if you're really lucky, a beautiful snowfall will trap all of the dog poop and garbage on the street for 3 months, after which it'll thaw and fill the air with the sweet smells of spring.
The holiday season is in full swing already here in New York. The Christmas lights are burning bright, especially over at Fox News headquarters.
But apparently, not every New Yorker has the holiday spirit, because last night, someone set fire to the 50-foot Christmas tree outside the Fox News studios.
My tree! Look what you've done to my tree!
And it's not clear how this happened.
I know what you're thinking, but the ghost of Hugo Chavez has an alibi.
I mean, it could be an accident. Could be arson. Could be Santifa. It's not clear. And unfortunately, we can't ask the tree because, like all Fox employees, it had to sign an NDA.
The fire is believed to have started after Fox News' pants caught on fire. The fire is believed to have started because Judge Jeanine Pirro ate one too many rum balls and breathed on a cigarette. Thank you. But even though lighting trees on fire is very much in line with Fox's position on climate change, the hosts of their morning show were very upset today.
Somebody climbed up in the tree and lit it on fire. It's beginning to look a lot like arson.
Who sets a Christmas tree on fire?
No city is safe, no person is safe from the subway on down.
You know that one guy with a lighter is not going to stop us.
Nope, you can't burn us down. We're going to rebuild it. We're going to rebuild it, and we're going to build it back better.
We're going to build it back better. Where have I heard that before?
Build back better.
Oh, my goodness. This war on Christmas, I don't know who's on what side anymore. The NYPD has a suspect in custody. The police say they don't believe the fire was politically motivated, and I would also add that it's not really a tree that went on fire. I mean, I've seen trees. This is not one of them. This is a hollow structure that sort of resembles a tree. In the same way Tucker Carlson is a hollow structure that sort of resembles a human.
It is an ugly tree anyway.
At least it's out of its misery.
Thankfully, no one was hurt. We're not talking about a couple of toasted pine cones here. Of course, this would never have happened if the tree had a gun. Come on. You gotta... give a squirrel a gun or something like that. Fox News tried to warn us this was coming. Every time a store clerk says, "Happy Holidays," a Christmas tree bursts into flames. Authorities arrested a suspect last night. Police say they believe he is homeless, and mental illness may have played a factor. Homeless and mentally ill? Oh, my God! The fire was set by Bill O'Reilly! So, No picture available. So it doesn't look like this holly jolly arsonist was politically motivated, but Fox News is still going to eight maids a milk it. Here's the stocking stuff with their coverage from this morning.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, somebody burns down a Christmas tree.
This is personal to you two at home now. The Fox Christmas tree vandalized. Arson.
I know some people would like to simplify this to just a Christmas tree.
Who sets a Christmas tree on fire? The Christmas tree, the holiday tree here in the square.
I'm sorry. Did a Fox anchor just say holiday tree? What the? Keep it up, Ducey, and Ainsley's gonna set you on fire. Now, Fox clearly wanted to drive home the point that this fire was set intentionally, as Steve Ducey said.
Apparently, the guy is still being interviewed by the arson squad.
It's beginning to look a lot like arson. Everywhere you go, take a look at the tree, and then the flames are roaring once again. Ducey, stop, drop, roll. Thank you. A little Bing.
You got a nice tone.
Touch of Bing, baby.
Bing Crosby.
The fire was particularly upsetting for the friends at Fox because the evergreen tree is, of course, a symbol of the eternal life given by Christ. Or as Ainsley put it,
it's a tree that unites us, that brings us together. It's about the Christmas spirit. It is about the holiday season. It's about Jesus. It's about Hanukkah.
Ainsley, you're a gift from Jesus. But I'm gonna, bless your heart, Ainsley, I'm gonna go out on a burning limb and say this is not about Hanukkah. But on the other hand, maybe it is about Hanukkah, because I have a feeling that Fox will miraculously make this story last for 8 days.
Breaking news a few moments ago. This is at Fox Square in New York. This is our All-American Christmas tree.
Sad news, our very own beautiful 50-foot Fox News Christmas tree was destroyed.
A suspect set fire to the Fox All-American Christmas tree, defacing the symbol of peace and joy.
It's not just a Fox News tree. This was America's tree.
It's about the Christmas spirit. It is about the holiday season. It's about Jesus. It's about Hanukkah. It is about everything that we stand for as a country.
The DOJ can tell you precisely how many Qurans were burned last year in the United States, but they don't keep track of Christmas trees.
Who says it's not a hate crime against us, against Fox News?
It's about evil. It's about good versus evil, period.
It is so terrifying as a mother and someone who loves this country and loves the red, white, and blue. What is happening? Don't worry, do not be deterred. We will not be. We're going to rebuild it.
Absolutely.
We're going to rebuild it, and we're going to build it back better.
In this moment, we look forward, and as a company, we're going to rebuild, and we're going to put that tree back up.
I hope with this lighting that the criminals watch it and say, there are a lot of Americans that are standing up and saying, they're just not going to take this anymore. Mm. Yep.
Good for you, Lawrence. And we will be watching that lighting, and we will all be happy to see it go back up.
It's all about how you respond to adversity.
We'll be right back.
study reveals not only is COVID-19 transmissible through humans, it also can be passed through deer. Researchers found COVID-19 antibodies in deer skin samples, which led them to the discovery.
They believe some of the population was infected by humans and they became super spreaders.
All right, reindeer, time to get ready for the Christmas season.
Back off, fat man, or you'll give us all COVID.
I'm immunized. I went with Aaron Rodgers.
He's lying.
Fine, I'm not vaccinated. I don't want my jingle balls to swell up like Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend. Besides, COVID is a myth like the abominable snowman.
What an idiot.
Sorry, Santa. We won't pull your flying sleigh this year.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Sir, you have to wear a mask.
I'm not wearing a mask. I'm an American. Let's go, Brandon. Unhand me.
Christmas is just around the corner. And everyone's getting into the holiday spirit, specifically one sheriff's office in Colorado, who on Friday tweeted this photo with the caption, "Guess who came in to receive his concealed handgun permit today?" with a picture of Saint Nick. Wow. Santa's taking the war on Christmas very seriously. Now, Santa with a gun is an upsetting idea, but do not worry, kids. There is nothing to be nervous about. Santa is just an old loner who lives off the grid, keeps lists of your bad deeds, knows where you live, and can get into your house without waking your parents up. Also, he made out with your mom. I saw. She was into it. Yeah. Yeah, got handsy. The sheriff's office. Sheriff's office apparently had a good reason to post jolly old St. Glock. They wanted to advertise concealed handgun permits. That's fine. We'll just have to update the poem. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring because Santa's armed, leave the cookies and back away slowly.
Up on the housetop through snow and sleet, old St. Nick is packing heat. Tucked in his waistband hides a gun. I sure hope his safety's on. Ho, 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 full of ammo. Locked and loaded, he's ready to go. Did anyone else hear that click? Down through the chimney goes old St. Nick.
Don't write in the jingleberries!
Okay, Gumdrop, ready for my booster shot of Ho, 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 Derna. Give me that jolly jab.
You should be chock full of Santa bodies now, boss.
Wonderful. Now I'm all set so long as the virus never mutates again. Oh, no time for side effects. I'm off to certify the naughty and nice list in the Klaus of Representatives. It was in these hallied halls that Jingle Washington signed the Christmas Constitution and first uttered those famous words, "Peace on Earth. Goodwill toward men." Ooh, son of a Grinch!
Jingle bells, where is JFK?
Junior!
Santa is a lizard man, it's time to stop the sleigh! Hey!
Oh no, it's those chestnuts from Scrooge-a-non!
They're protesting against you putting them on the naughty list!
Well, this isn't helping their case.
Yeah!
That's two hot mugs of Christmas cuckoo. Rudolph!
The snowstorm is coming, Santifa!
You're in Scrooge-a-non now? Your nose so bright is meant to guide my sleigh tonight.
We're stopping the sleigh!
Rudy, we're family.
Don't listen to him, Rain Man. His people wouldn't even let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. He's not your real dad.
Well, obviously. Rudolph, your mother's going to be so disappointed.
Facebook is my mother now. Stop the sleigh!
Official check twice ceremony!
And now, to certify the final naughty and nice tallies, I yield the floor to the chair of the list, the Honorable Kathy Claus.
Thank you, Santa. I shall first call on the elf on the shelf from the great state of Maine.
The elf on the shelf from Maine declares 657,000 nice. Out. and 270,000 naughty. Yeah. Lobster.
Madam Chair, the tally matches the list. Check once, twice. May my sack be filled accordingly. Yeah, what?
Breaking news. I'm here at the North Pole where a Stop the Sleigh rally is underway. And it's being whipped into a frothy nog of madness.
Hello, maniacs! I feel your rage. You've been put on Santa's naughty list for too long. Well, I too have been on his naughty list ever since the day I slapped my way out of the womb. And today, with your help, all of us are gonna finally get my present.
Oh, that guy. The one who always asks for porn and soup.
I got a question for all you know. Just who exactly is writing that list in there? The liberal media wants you to believe it's Santa. But Scrooge and all knows the truth. Behold!
That's good enough for me.
Anagrams can't be wrong.
Now, my fellow Purupapum patriots, let's go lock Santa up in imagination jail with my archenemy Big Bird and bisexual Superman. Do it for the Lizard Man and Horse Pills and Jeffrey Epstein's ghost. Whatever else we all believe in, just get my present, lunatics.
There you have it, a reckless campaign of Christmas information now ending in a full-scale tinselrection.
Oh.
It's your boy, Rick. I'm inside Santa's workshop, here to restore honor to the list. And while I got you, don't forget to visit Rick's World of Wild Reptiles over on Route 9. $5 off all the regular snakes with promo code I Watched Rick's Crime.
I got the sack. This thing's magic. It'll give you anything you can imagine in your wildest dreams. What do you want?
Vape pen.
Vape pen.
Vape pen right here.
Vape pen for me.
Okay.
Let's go. Everyone into the panic chimney.
Santa! I've never seen people this naughty.
They're not just naughty. They're neo-Nazis. Kathy, we must protect the list.
You head to the chamber. I'll bake these rioters a fresh batch of Christmas whoopers. Ah, who's hungry for seconds?
The list.
I told you, fan of the flames of a deluded, bloodthirsty mob had no bad consequences. We got the list. I'm Santa Cruz.
Stop the sleigh.
Rudolph, to Cancun.
Where we glow one, we glow all!
Rudolph, no!
Now we say who gets all the presents. So let the will of the people finally be done. Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz.
Huh? What was that? It's Santa! He's got a Christian space laser! Oh, get him off! He's too heavy!
Suck your own sack, Santa!
Huh?
Where'd he go?
Ted?
Huh?
Get off my sled. Now, Marjorie?
The cheapy fat man or the venison burger gets it. Hey, I'm on your side.
Marjorie, please, don't kill Rudolph. You're better than this. Well, actually.
I just want my present. I'm a nice girl. Santa!
Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
let me guide your sleigh tonight! Dang it.
I can't feel my land!
Santa, I'm sorry!
Later! This landing's gonna be a real nutcracker!
The list is no more! We control Christmas future! Tell us who's screwed on! How shall we fulfill your sacred prophecy now?
Scrooge and all says to poop on stuff!
Yeah! Oh, Scroogey one! Then I am your humble instrument. Ate me, Tactical Taco.
Oh my God! We killed Santa Claus!
Awesome!
Enough of this Scrooge and nonsense! Rudolph, are you okay?
Santa.
It's good to have you back. Now, as for the rest of you, just what were you hoping to achieve here today? To kill Santa Claus? Well, you can't kill Santa. Because Santa is a story. A story all of you believed as children. The story of a group of powerful beings working together to be nice. But for some reason, when you grew up, you started believing in powerful beings working together to be naughty. I mean crazy naughty, eating babies in pizza parlors naughty. Well, I say, if you can make up a story outlandish enough to believe the worst of each other, then maybe you can make up a story just crazy enough to believe the best. And I've got one right here. It's the story of how Santa Claus amended his process for 1 year to reflect what he believed people could be. Madam Chair, let us resume the ceremony.
I call upon the elf on the shelf from the North Pole.
The elf on the shelf from the North Pole declares, this year, 0 naughty, 100% nice. May my sack be filled accordingly. But you guys are still going to jail.
That is a good story, Chris.
Hey, I got a shiv.
Merry Shivmas.
But Santa, the sleigh is completely figged. How are we gonna deliver the presents?
Not to worry. Santa made his own wish this year to beat Jeff Bezos in the space race.
Looks like a giant...
Snowman! It's a snowman, nothing else!
Merry Christmas to all!
And to all! You know what? Let's blur the spaceship, Jimmy.
Hey! Jingle bells, wait for day of game. Santa is a lizard man, it's time to stop the sleigh.
Hey! Jingle bells,
cannibal the balls.
We will not get the shot, it gives you giant balls.
Scrolling through the tweets, some unhinged nutjobs post. Learning Oprah eats, babies on her toast.
Ooh.
Vaccines give you gills and drive your sperm away. Tried to get those horsey pills, but doctors told me nay.
Hey! Jingle bells,
you have been misled.
Bigfoot's ghost laid 5G eggs inside Mick Jagger's head.
Ouch!
Jingle bells, evil spells, conjured by Bill Gates. We've got psychopathology that we should medicate.
Thanks for the songs this week from Husker Du and A Carol of the Bells and Imperial March Mashup. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Clark Griswold, Steve Doocy, Brian Kilmeade, Ainsley Earhart, John Batiste, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Janine Pirro, and A Christmas Conspiracy from The Late Show.
Thank you.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.